No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
American Freedom Network, and once again last night in England, for the fourth night running now, they were having massive demonstrations and open looting in London. The 16,000 police on hand. The riots have spread to Nottingham, to Manchester, to Birmingham, England, the other major cities. Spontaneous demonstrations, at least that's what they're told. People certainly enacting their sense of frustration. Well, we had a fascinating interview with Lord Monckton. Monckton, M-O-N-T-G-O-N, last evening, and you can find it on my internet site of RadioLiberty.com. Certainly one of my favorite guests, a brilliant Englishman, a member of the House of Lords, very articulate, very conservative, very concerned. And, of course, he attributes what's going on to the fact that England has turned its back on God, and that's absolutely true. You raise young people without a sense of right and wrong. You raise them without a feeling of responsibility to follow God and the realization that there is punishment, either in this world or in the next world, for what you do. And why should we be surprised that this sort of thing is happening? But there's more to it than that. Well, we're going to do open lines this morning, so our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But I would point out that what you're seeing in England, massive demonstrations, massive looting, smashing of the windows of the stores there, going in and just stealing all the things in the stores, whether it be cell phones or telephones. And it's not just the young. Sometimes the older people are going there. After all, and these are not poor people. Many times they're very affluent people, but after all, if there are things to be taken without any consequences, why not get involved? And so older people, people with good jobs, are out there helping the looters. They're burning buildings, they're burning police cars, throwing Molotov cocktails at the police, and just the total wanton mayhem. But this is not simply happening in London. Demonstrations are being held in Israel. Now, we know a little bit more about those. Our friend Barry Shamish, other people that we have over there, whose names we cannot necessarily use because they are Christians working in Israel. But certainly, although the demonstrations in Israel are largely peaceful, there are mass demonstrations, a couple of 100,000 people turning out in a nation of 700,000, 7 million people is an amazing accomplishment. Who is organizing the demonstrations in Israel? Why the Israeli Communist Party? And who is funding the Israeli Communist Party? Why the Ford Foundation? The American Ford Foundation funding the Communist Party in Israel. And Barry Shamus brought this out on a program earlier this week. Now, why would the Ford Foundation be funding the communist movement in Israel? Why they're funding the communist movement around the world? And if you go back to the books we've kept in print since 1958, are written by Rennie Wormser, the counsel for the only congressional committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed or permitted to investigate the great tax exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford. Why you find out that Cindy in 1954, when of course the Reese Committee was convened, 1953, 1954, they found that the great tax exempt foundations were funding communism here in the United States and throughout the world. Communism has always been a fraud, funded by people here in the United States. There are a lot of communists out there who believe they're fighting the great capitalists without ever understanding that, of course, communism was a creation of capitalism. Why? Because you had to have an enemy. You had to have an enemy so you could rally the people behind the government here in the United States, behind the government in Great Britain, because they both worked together in the Anglo-American establishment. And, of course, this was all part of the idea of increasing the power of government so they could work. The government could work, and the foundations could work, and the other parts of the Brotherhood of Darkness could work towards the establishment of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and then, of course, install the one-world ruler. So it's been going on for a long time. It's going on in Israel today. Of course, there are massive demonstrations over in Egypt. There are massive demonstrations and Frank Revolt in Syria, the massive demonstrations, what they call them flash attacks in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They've actually had to put a curfew out to actually keep people off the street, young people. Suddenly would converge in the evenings, start wanton beating of people, 50, 60 of them, coordinated certainly by cell phones and by Facebook, and the same thing going on in Chicago. You haven't heard about the attacks in Chicago, but Richard Mayberry's latest letter talked about this sort of thing over the last weekend. Massive demonstrations and wanton just beating of people at the Wisconsin State Fair, pulling people out of their cars, leaving the fairground. No reason at all. Just wanton violence. So why are these things happening? Well, part of the reason it's happening, certainly Lloyd Monckton is absolutely right, when you remove the sense of moral right and wrong, when we tell our young people that there is no God, that they will determine what's right and wrong, and they should act properly, how many of them are going to act properly? You've got to instill the fear of God into people and make them understand God is not only a God of love, but he's multiple faceted, and he's also a God of vengeance and punishment. And there is and are consequences for what goes on in the world today. And what you do here will be eventually judged. Phone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think right here. The American Freedom Network.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
are AT&T and our network, the future isn't happening tomorrow. It's happening today, right now. And we're constantly striving to deliver more possibilities to more people every day. The planned combination of AT&T and T-Mobile would deliver our next generation mobile broadband experience to 55 million more Americans, many in small towns and rural communities just like yours. What does that mean to you? More cell sites, better service, and a better overall network experience that keeps you connected to what's important to you. From a simple phone call to a friend to the most advanced data download for your business, so you can keep track of which crops you fertilized with the GPS application or use video chat to ask your dad how to restart the baler. Best of all, you'll have the power to choose a network that delivers greater access to all the things you want whenever you want them, because that's what a network of possibilities is all about. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'll just stand back here at the American Freedom Network and give us our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And we see this acts of violence over there in Great Britain. I think this foreshadows the increasing tempo of violence and lawlessness we're going to see here in the United States. But we have to analyze what's going on over in London to understand what is really happening. Is that they ordinarily would have something as many as 6,000 police they were able to get in the city of London. Remember, the police ordinarily are not armed. The people are not armed. And now, of course, they've had to begin to put armed police there. They're talking about beginning to shoot people with plastic bullets, as if you get hit in the eye with a plastic bullet, it's going to be any less painful than if you get hit in the eye with a regular bullet. But they've got their police there with their helmets on and their big sticks and their shields. And their, well, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a system of lawlessness, and this is really what you have in London, what you do is you put a curfew on and you say nobody will be out after 8 in the evening. You know, and you tell the parents, you keep your child home. If they're on the streets, we'll put them in prison. And you will be fined accordingly. But they don't do that. You would think that, you know, the police over in London would be smart enough, and the mayor of London would be smart enough, and the British people government would be smart enough to say, well, we'll have a curfew. I mean, they've done that in Philadelphia here because of the flash attacks. But they're not doing that in England. Why? You see, that's the logical thing to do. And they say, well, we don't want to bring in the army. We don't declare martial law. No, but you can certainly declare a curfew. And no one is out. Nobody under 21 years of age is allowed on the streets after 8 o'clock at night, or you're automatically arrested. You would do that if you wanted to prevent this. But you must understand that there are powerful forces aligned against this. You want to have the conflict. You want to have the violence. You want to have the mayhem. You want the people to look and say, oh, we're so dependent upon the government. There's nothing we can do. We're so helpless. And unfortunately, this is what's happened to the once proud and independent British people. They've become totally subservient to A2, or actually they have a three-party system over there. That is all controlled by exactly the same people. Who are these people? Why, they are the globalists. They are the ones who want, of course, to have a one-world government. And, of course, the people over in England were promised, absolutely promised by the conservative government that they were elected, they'd get a chance to vote on being in the European Union, because they didn't want to be. The people of England don't want to be in the European Union. They don't want the decisions for England made by the Parliament in Belgium, European Parliament. They want their own elected representatives, not that they control them, because they're all controlled by the one-party system they have over there that really centers at number 10, St. James Square in England, that they're at Chatham House, the home of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the British counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States, located at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. I've been there. I spent weeks going through their files, and I can tell you that they are the invisible government of the United States, but they don't want the English people to know that the Royal Institute controls their country and the Royal Institutes in all the Commonwealth nations, just as the counterpart in America is the Council on Foreign Relations, and they publish International Affairs. That's their official journal, and we publish Foreign Affairs. That's our official journal, and the Communists publish Political Affairs, and I'm sure that's just a coincidence, and I'm sure they sit back and laugh at how stupid the public is. But of course, remember, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. That's what Edward Bernays said. He was their propagandist. He's the man who was hired to get America into World War One. He was the man who was hired by American Tobacco Company to convince people that they should smoke. Have a smoke, not a sweet, was one of his things. Go happy, go lucky, go lucky strike, wonderful slogans. And of course, he killed millions of people. He also was hired by the U.S. Public Health Service to convince us that if we put a rat poison into our drinking water, that of course it produces carcinogens and encourages cancer and just lowers the IQ, it decreases fertility, it produces osteoporosis, a substance called fluoride. That was good for us because it protected children's teeth. And to this very day, most Americans believe that. At least, of course, we've tried to discourage women from smoking, but Rene was able to kill millions of people with his smoking campaign. He was a hired gun for the big corporations and of course, for the government repeatedly, and he knew, basically, how to manipulate our reality. In fact, he wrote in his book, Propaganda, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits of masses and is an essential element in democratic society. Those who control this essential mechanism of society constitute the invisible government that rules us. We are governed. Our minds are molded. Our taste forms or ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of. Well, our number 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hey, this is Russ. This is Russ Dizdar.
Well, Russ, thank you so much for calling. I'm so glad you called in. I was going to have to do a monologue the whole morning. Deals with...
I had my PM and AM wrong on this one.
You go right ahead.
Well, listen, it's great to be with you, Dr. Stan, and we appreciate being here with you. We have come back from a big conference where there's a lot of information, again, on the end of days. When we talk about our book, The Black Awakening and the Coming Chaos, there's so much that is happening. Even in the last 3 days, we've gotten engagement with three more of what we call, or they call themselves, chosen ones, as we've talked before. And the belief, again, is, without question, that they are going to be a part of the troops of Antichrist down the road. This all goes back to the Monarch program, the MKUltra, but the numbers are the biggest things we've been dealing with lately, and the numbers concerning how many, they called them victims in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. By the mid-90s, the estimate was 2.4 million. Dr. Colin Ross, as we've said before, was estimating about 10 million. But that only included the United States and maybe Canada. Once we began to look at Australia, England, Europe, and even now Russia, we're looking at 40 million, first generation where the splitting of the personality, the programming, the demonization, and the creation of these folks, which involves the creation of sleepers for assassination down the road and so forth. So the sheer numbers of them are astounding, Dr. Stan, and then the realization that in every city, in every psych ward, and you know, in churches, the numbers are off the charts, and they're here for a reason. And I believe it has everything to do with the coming collapse and chaos and how close we are to the end.
And basically, Chris, Russ deals with these people, with dissociated personalities that have been created by satanic groups. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are satanic groups in our country, and they also work in conjunction with an element of the dark side of the CIA. And so how many of these are actually created by various government programs, Monarch and the others, and how many of them are created by these satanic groups, victims of satanic ritual abuse?
Well, there's a deep interaction between both sides. I mean, it seems as though the overall plot was to create them on a satanic sense, in the sense of being demonically empowered and to be used in these end days. But it seems without question that military has adapted it. We can go back to 1947 when G.H. Esterbrooks, he was world-renowned as a psychologist, psychiatrist, but he was hired by the CIA and the military, and he actually wrote in a book called Hypnotism, he wrote it in there that they learned how to create subpersonalities. They learned how to program the subpersonalities he listed. We could make assassins. We could make reconnaissance agents. We could make disinformation agents. We can keep the upfront person amnesic, but the subpersonalities would be controlled and programmed, and they could literally put them into another government, put them on assignment. The upfront soldier would not know, but the subpersonalities would. Now, this is what G.H. Esterbrooks did back in 1947. He suggested that, and he believed that the U.S. military should create these kind of super soldiers and put them in every single branch of U.S. military so that there could be a sixth column of hidden soldiers down the road in case they were needed for some kind of special work. Now, that goes back to their writings, their information in 1947. And, of course, now on this side, 60 years later, we can look back at the MKUltra. We can look back at Stanley Gottlieb, the father of modern mind control, and the projects, and of course the victims that have come out. Again, not just the hundreds of thousands in the 80s. Now we're into the the level of millions of them. So when we've worked with them, we work with both where they're just really from the covens, just the satanically motivated. They know how to summon demons, and they've learned new levels of ritual warfare to summon demons and send them after the church and target. Somewhat like the book of Revelation, chapter 16, when the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet send out the spirits to the kings of the earth. So there's this like new level of warfare. They and Dr. Stan, they love to bring it against the church. They love to seek to bring trouble and destruction. But we have found that even if it's the military one, when they're military multiples, of course, then they're very versed in weapons. And in every one of those military ones, they have sub-personalities who are assassins, specialized in weapons, but they believe the same thing. They believe, now that's their words, and we've worked almost 29 years with individuals to this very day. I've got three or four just in the last couple of days that are asking, they're saying they're from the Monarch Project or they're from MKUltra, and they want us to work with them. More and more keep on coming, and they're connected without question.
Can you actually get them out? Can you, bring them back, to our side in this spiritual battle? How effective are you in deprogramming them?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That can be done, and I'll say this. We've looked at all the other models in counseling and psychiatry, but Jesus Christ, knows how to bring the healing, obviously the deliverance from the demonic powers, and the strange, it's just like biblical, when the demonic presence manifests, they speak, and like in Mark chapter 5, this presence, is, we read it biblically, we know it's real, but when we engage it, when we are encountered by it, then we have literally engaged real demonic presence face to face. So we've seen, yes, complete healing in some. We have many that are on their way. It does take
Hold
some
up,
time
Russ.
Because
Hold
of the
up.
Program.
We'll be back in a moment here with Russ Dizdar, the American Freedom Now.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Right now, you can get an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500 on select new Kubota tractors for your home or business. That's right, an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500, or financing as low as 0% APR on select Kubota machines. So, what'll it be? Fuel in the tank or money in the bank? Learn more at KubotaBuyerDays.com or see your local Kubota dealer today. Hurry, Kubota Buyer Days ends September 30th.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here. Our guest this morning is Russ Dizdar and his book, The Dark Awakening. We actually carry the book. We think it's important. But, Russ, how can people get in touch with you, get to your website, learn more about Project Monarch and these other mind control programs that government created and certainly working in conjunction with the satanic and demonic organizations.
Sure, they can contact us on the web. The web is www.shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net. And on the right-hand side, there's a contact. Just click on that. It gives a phone number. It gives snail mail, and it gives our email also.
Okay, fine. And how can people get your book?
The book they can get right off the website. That's the only place that's doing that right now. But I do have good news. I have a case of books left over from the conference we did. And after the show, if I can have someone there send me a address to you, I'm going to donate a whole box and send them to you for however you want to use them, to give out to callers or whatever else. But if they do want to order directly, they can go to shatterthedarkness.net. They'll see the title of the book. It's called The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier in the Coming Chaos. And they can...
I will certainly appreciate getting the book, and I'll give you a call later this morning. We can certainly use them, but this information is so important. When we begin seeing the breakdown of society, we see these massive demonstrations and not simply in London, but in Nottingham and Manchester and Birmingham. And of course, it really doesn't make sense. All they have to do is put in a curfew, but they're not about to do that. This whole thing is being manipulated. Well, I fear the same thing's going to be happening here. What are your thoughts, Russ?
Well, I do agree. And see, when we talk about what happened in Arizona with Jared, and you look at the mayhem, you look at the destruction. I mean, for him to shoot a little girl, to shoot anybody else in the crowd, it wasn't just the congresswoman that he went after. It's unbelievable the level of individuals. Now, in his case, in Jared's case in Arizona, I do believe he is a multiple, that he had subpersonality. I don't know about the VTech shooter, but very similar, over 30 college students, and then he commits suicide, you know, takes his own self, you know, out. The Oslo shooter, again, we need to look at that. Over 90 people are killed in a day, let alone the idea of riots. Now, Dr. Stan, when we have watched when the switch occurs in these multiples, we have seen when they switch to the program, it's again as if they are completely tranced out. Obviously, there's that demonic empowerment, and all they can do is they want to unleash killing and slaughtering. And so we can look at cases like that. We can look at this. So much of it looks exactly like what we've been dealing with for years. But the issue is, what about the day when 10,000 of them unleash at the same time? The London, in England now, the unbelievable rioting and destruction that goes on. And yet we have a prophecy about the red horse later on in history coming up. It may be a few years away, I don't know. But when peace is taken from the earth, then there's going to be a causing of mankind. And the Greek word used is savazo, meaning not a military term so much, but a word that means a butchering, a slaughtering of humanity. So it's not great news, but it's even biblical prophecy gives us a picture of on a global, multi-continental, multinational level, this kind of destruction and mayhem and chaos and anarchy will break loose, and it'll all correspond with the coming of the Antichrist.
Well, you know, sir, what do you think about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber? We know he was the victim of a CIA mind control program at Harvard. Do we have any real knowledge of what they did to his mind when he was under their control?
Now, see, that's, you know, we don't. That's just it. We don't have. I mean, I can look at the individuals I've worked with over the years, and I see a mode of operation, or I see the characteristics. And in his case, I wonder whether or not it was a payback issue, whether he was being used. Again, all you need is a sub-personality that is programmed and even handled by an outside handler, you know, to step out and do some of these things. There's no question, again, that sub-personalities on the military side, they understand chemical, biological agents. They understand the building and use of and bomb making. Now again, they say this, and I say not one or two, but we're talking now hundreds that we've dealt with. When we get to that part of them, they all tell us the same thing: the ability for, you know, explosives, biologicals, the assassination issues, in which they will say that they already have targets. They need to take out people that would be opposed to a new world order. They need to remove individuals. So when we look back at the Unabomber or others, we wonder whether, or even the anthrax that was released some years ago too, you wonder whether some of it's a testing. Some of it, I do believe, is a test to see how they perform. In a few cases, it may have been that the individual went rogue. They began to operate on their own with the programming that they had, and they still unleashed that kind of destruction and mayhem. It's what they've been programmed with. It's what they've learned to do.
Well, I think that certainly are many of these actually military people that you've come in contact with?
I can mention one. Not only were, I mean, they give me a history of their military background, but they actually brought out and showed to us a black uniform, a black beret. They had a patch also with an insignia of a globe and two lightning bolts. It was gray and kind of a gray and black in color. They talked about their involvement with the Psi Warrior Project at Fort Bragg. They talked about being at Goat Lab, where they were learning to have what they would call psi powers, to be able to, with the empowerment, or we would call it a non-human enhancement, to send thoughts to an enemy soldier, or to invade their mind, or, well, it's called Goat Lab, and they were learning how to explode the heart of a goat. They were practicing with these abilities. So,
well,
there's no question
like
about
the Special Forces program that they had, they wrote the book about the men who stare at goats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Colonel Shannon's, of course, his, 1st Earth Battalion. Now that manual was handed to me from this, what was called a Monarch, military order. They handed me that manual back in the 90s.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Theater.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502, or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Family Center, La Familia in Fort Collins, says strong family connections, personal faith, and moral values are the stepping stones to what our children and this country needs. Let's put the emphasis back where it belongs and give our children a solid foundation for tomorrow.
This message comes to you from the Family Center, La Familia, 309 Hickory Street in Fort Collins. Another concerned local area business interested in the safety and welfare of our community. Give them a call at 970-221-1615. That's 970-221-1615. On the air, because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I'm back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest is Busted Star, the last segment here this morning. And The Black Awakening is the title of his book. And, of course, so these are Manchurian candidates. Do we have a caller?
Yes. It's Virginia Farmer.
Do you have a question for our guest?
I wanted to, I have a comment, too, when I'm done, if I could. I don't know if he knows that my son was involved in a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus, and I'm not really sure what there was a cell tower involved, and I'm not really sure what they did to these people that were involved in this cancer cluster, but I wanted to know if these McUltra mind tests are currently being done on college campuses.
Are they using these techniques on college campuses?
Sure. It's been reported over the years, and obviously there's been a lot of recruiting over the years by the CIA on college campuses. So when you go back again, now we got to go back a little bit to look at the recruiting and the drawing in. The individual that I worked with, that was Monarch, that came from Fort Bragg, that was involved with the 1st Earth Battalion, that was in the GOAT Lab, Psi Warrior program. Now they were recruited in. Now they did have military family from World War II that, and a lot of this has connection that way where, military family, then they were drawn in also. But most of the information we bring out, obviously even from the Freedom of Information Act, is older information. And it's real, it's viable. I mean, it's information where even with Congress, there was, they had to enact law to stop the mind control projects at one time. But everyone knows, anyone that is a victim, anybody who's been counseling or working with individuals knows that the projects have never stopped. They've just transferred where they're doing it because we don't have just the 58-year-old victims. We have the 40-year-old, 43-year-old. We have the 20. I have two 20-year-olds right now that we're working with. And then we have worked with 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. There are now, Dr. Stan, four generations. The work continues, and the numbers, that's why I'm saying the numbers. And you know Dr. Alan Ross. Here we have a Canadian psychiatrist. He clearly agreed with 10 years ago at 10 million, as far as numbers. But that was assessing the first generation and assessing only Canada and the United States. So now that we've gone all the way down to third generation and even fourth generation, there's no question that it continues to this day. But again, you're talking.
They don't have to get. Do they have to get consent in order to do this stuff, or not necessarily?
Well, their track record is not always no. I mean, there's one thing to be recruited into a program and a person believes they're getting into some kind of special. And I keep warning soldiers: whatever you do, when in any training, don't join anything that involves. Sleep testing, hypnosis, anything that's you're told that is mind enhancing, things that eventually, especially hypnosis, where they can put you under and begin the process without you knowing it. So that's part of one side of it. But the CIA has had this track record of doing testing, whether it's the radiation issues, whether it's the drug issues, Olson, without consent. I mean, that's been there's been a clear history of that. And what do we know? Maybe 10% of what really has gone on.
Any other questions at all?
Well, I just, you know, there were these victims on this, on the SDSU campus in San Diego, and the school, you know, I found out that NBC...
They were really victims more of the radiation and...
Right, they were the radiation, but I'm just wondering if that was caused...
Probably not. Probably that was just coincidental, having to do with the fact they had the tower there, but I don't think that was... primarily being used for mind control. I think it was simply, well, who knows, though? They're into all sorts of crazy and macabre things. That
I've just read where these towers can be used for crowd control and for, you know, to keep the population docile, that type of thing, the waves.
I understand your concern. This lady lost her son because of the brain tumor. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Dr. Stan, can I say one last thing real quick?
Sure you can.
I just want to put a shout out if you could air something in the Fort Collins area about smart meters because they're just rolling over us with these, and I just would like to get them stopped, speaking of radiation. So,
there are people up there who are working with various aspects of that. You can give me a call off the air, and we'll see if we can come up with something.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Basically, of course, Operation Monarch was one of the CIA programs. And, of course, the last thing they want is for the people to know. And it shows us more and more of this began coming out of the 1990s. Then they had to come up with a cover. It was the false memory syndrome. Would you like to just briefly comment on that? Here you have these people saying, we got all these people out here with false memories. There's nothing to it. They're making it up and being pushed by Dr. Sidney Gottlieb of the CIA, who'd been playing with these people's minds and destroying them and implanting the memories. And here apparently unlimited funds. They created these false memory syndrome chapters, this organization all across the country. That was truly ingenious.
You're right, and it's pretty amazing when you do the tracking again on who founded the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. You have two primary major military psychiatrist experts, Dr. Jolly West and Dr. Orn. Both were on the foundation of developing. I mean, they were the ones that helped develop the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. We have the original one still existing in Philadelphia. Now here, Dr. Stan, we have been into Pennsylvania probably about 60 times. We have over 100 victims that we've worked with out of Pennsylvania. That have not only the militaristic side with the demonic side, but in every single one that we've worked with where we have gone in.
Well, we're out of time. God bless. Looking forward to having you on other programs real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's armed forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg, the name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321. The staff at Don's Handyman Service reminds all parents that drug abuse is a national plague. Please sit down for a loving and caring talk with your children about the dangers of drug use. Education begins in the home, not in the classroom or institution. That was courtesy of your friends at Don's Handyman Service, located in Fort Collins. They're a concerned corporate neighbor working for safer communities for everyone. They wish everyone a happy summer season, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Boston. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in dangerous times. There are literally millions of these people who've had their minds programmed. Now, what's the documentation? Well, we have a book written by Dr. Colin Ross. It's certainly called The CIA Doctors. It used to be called Operation Bluebird. We've interviewed Dr. Ross. He's not coming from a Christian perspective. He's coming from the physician of a doctor, psychiatrist who works with these victims of CIA mind control. We carry Russ's book, Black Awakening. That's the Black Awakening. It tells you that they're there, they're waiting until the word is given. We have a four-tape set, or four-CD set, of the Dark Awakening. That's the Dark Awakening. We have an excellent DVD on Operation Monarch. So basically, of course, we have the four CD set on the Dark Awakening. We have Russ Dizdar's book, The Black Awakening. We have an excellent DVD on Operation Monarch. And then you need to get this information. You need to understand what is really going on in the world today. And the average individual doesn't. They have no idea. They live in a world based upon, you know, what team is going to win the national competition in baseball and football and but basically there's this spiritual battle going on today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And we've got all sorts of information on all sorts of important issues, whether it be health or education or certainly on politics, on the spiritual aspects, what's going on. Because behind everything, behind these wicked people, who are programming people for the coming chaos, is this desire for the one world government, for the one world financial system, for the one world religion, which is why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. The Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. This is all covered, carefully documented in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which you need to get. That's a good place to start, and then you go on from there. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Incidentally, Russ was saying the man who organized the False Memory Syndrome of Foundation, Jolly West, he was the fellow who was down visiting a man named Timothy McVeigh when he was in prison waiting to be executed for the Oklahoma City bombing. But then, as he told his cellmate, David Hammer, I won't be able to get out of here until I'm executed. I won't be able to get out of here until I'm executed. And then, of course, he was executed. There was a woman who attended the execution, and she was on a radio program, and she said, "See, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead." I've heard him make this statement. I'd heard it played on William Cooper's program. before, and he was had a talk show in, I think, in New Mexico. I heard that he played it over and over again until they sent the SWAT team out and killed William Cooper, who dared to play that. But remember, Jolly West was down there visiting Timothy McVeigh. I wonder why. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase